Yep.
Be a happy man tonight, I'm sure, James. What did you make of the performance?
Yeah, look, it's another clean sheet to start with. That really important to what we're trying to do. Six players that had come through the academy were on the pitch at one point or another during the night. Two academy kids made their debut in Michael Beagley and Jake Rennie, which is a great reward for their hard work during pre-season and the time we've been in. So that's all positive. And then five goals, four different goal scorers, if I'm right in saying that. But there's always a but, and I think we should have been more clinical early on. The game should have been dead and buried in the first 5 minutes, and that's what we'll strive to be. We want to be horrible when we get chances like that. But look, I can't ask any more of them. They've worked really hard to a man in there, and they deserved it again tonight on a fantastic pitch in front of their own fans.
Apart from maybe not getting the goal, the start inside the first 5-10 minutes must have been exactly what you were looking for, though.
No, it was, because we were a bit slow to start the game on Saturday, to say the least. We didn't move the ball quick enough, and I say that after the game, so I don't need to go back to that, but they turned that, and it was more like us in the first 15 minutes. But when you get chances like that, and we'll always be critical, but that's what makes us better, and we'll always keep asking those questions. But no, I can't fault that, and I'd take that if it ends up being the way it was. And we keep making the chances, even when we're not scoring the goals, we keep making them and knocking on the door, which was pleasing.
And your strikers are among the goals again, another one getting two tonight, and maybe a bit disappointed and get a third as well.
Yeah, great save for the goalkeeper, and that's Nikolai Todorov and Lewis McCann going away different games, disappointed that they didn't get away with a match ball, so that's good. Kevin Harris' work rate was great again. Craig Whiting's got a bit of an issue with his knee, but it was one where we're only going to risk him if it was a need be, and we could see from quite early in the second half that we would just keep Craig for Saturday and in the following week. So that's good when you can do that, and you bring a striker on and he gets two goals, which is great. Lewis gets his goal as well, but Kev's work rate as well, I think, stands alone in that team. Or doesn't stand alone, but it's up there. And a lot of the stuff in the first half was down to Kevin, so pleased with all the strikers and the kids coming on. Delighted for them. As I say, it's through merit. We're not just throwing, it's not something that we'll do. We're not just throwing them on for the sake of it. And they've done great. And great play for Andrew Todd to Jake Rennie for Josh Edwards' his goal. So, that captain night off for me.
Just speaking of the kids, we have to mention Andrew Todd. He's already a favourite, I think, with the fans, it's fair to say, given his connections, obviously, because he's dad and whatnot. But he certainly looks a talent, a real prospect tonight. And, he did really well and was unlucky not to get two assists, obviously, with Todd's head on it.
Yeah, great. As I say, great ball, great save. But I think we need to take him away from his dad. I don't think that's fair for the boy, because he's worked really hard. And as I say, he got on Saturday. I think that was his debut, competitive debut anyway. At 16 years old, but that's down to the way he's worked since the day we came in. Everybody had a fresh start, but at 16, he's fantastic in terms of his work rate, his ability to come in and do the right thing and get after the ball, but then take care of the ball and the wee moments of magic like that ball for Big Toddy. So that's why he's on the pitch. I get the hype behind it and why he'll be a favourite, because he's dad, an absolute legend at this football club, and I know how well thought of his dad was here, but we've got to distinguish the boy for his own ability and take that away. But it's a great story, and great for the football club, but we see Andrew as a player himself, and let's make another career for himself away from his dad's, which was a fantastic career at Dunfermline Athletic Football Club. But for the boy himself, I think he deserves it on his own, and all the rewards should go to him for his hard work over the 6 or 7 weeks I've been in the door.